For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. This Veterans Day weekend, we take time to say thank you to those who served in America's armed forces. The sacrifice of these brave men and women afford us the liberties we enjoy as citizens of the United States of America. As we learned last week on this broadcast, Jesus spoke of another citizenship in which we can be secure. We are invited into the kingdom of heaven. Pastor Holland continues the second part of this message today from Matthew chapter 13.
But you know, Jesus had something to say about pearls. He speaks of pearls as of a priceless value, but basically he's referring to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you today, I found a great pearl in the Word of God, in the gospel of Jesus Christ, to whosoever shall call upon the name could be saved. Listen to what he said in Matthew 7:6. He said, "Give not that which is holy to the dogs, neither cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under feet and turn again and rend you." In John's vision, the book of Revelation 21:21, "And the 12 great gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city pure gold." I don't know about you. Gold hadn't meant a whole lot to me, and I think pearls are pretty, and I bought my wife some pearls along the way, and that's a wonderful thing. But can you imagine one gate, one pearl, and a street of gold? It's hard for me to comprehend, but according to the Word of God, it's the way it is described. Now, this merchant man sees this as a tremendous value. It was so much valuable. Obviously, it was much more valuable than what he owned, because he went back, he sold everything that he had in order that he might purchase it. Now, here's two parables, two different distinct ideas of the way that this treasure was obtained. One man found it buried in the field. The other man searched the world over till he found it. But the key to it is, every one of them gave up everything they had in order that they might obtain it. Now, the emphasis of Jesus in these parables is the value of obtaining the kingdom of God. Can I say today, if you've never been born again, if you've never been saved, the only way to obtain the kingdom of God is by your profession in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, calling upon His name, asking Him to come into your heart and to save you and give you eternal life. Now, quickly this morning, I want to give you the principles of these two parables. First of all, the kingdom of God must be personally appropriated. Both parables speak of men who sold all they had. The lessons that we need to understand today, salvation cannot be obtained by inheritance. There was no way that these men, being honest, I believe the first one is he could have took the treasure, and many people today will take the treasure. They'll take whatever's there. They say, well, if I don't know who it belongs to, I guess it's mine. But you know, there has to be a point in all of our lives when we make a decision about the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't think that everybody has to know the date. You don't have to know the hour. But let me tell you something. If you've been born again with the Spirit of God, you ought to know that you've called upon the name of the Lord and that you have appropriated in your life the greatest treasure in all the world, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and received the kingdom of God. The Bible said in Matthew 8:12, "But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." In the book of Romans, Paul reminds us of a staggering truth. In Romans 9:6-7, "Not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are all Israel, which are of Israel, neither because they are of the seed of Abraham are they all children." Get that. "Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called." Friend, today it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. These men had to do what they needed to do. They had to sell everything they had in order that they might obtain the great price that was set before them. First of all, it's personally appropriated. Second of all, the kingdom of God is priceless. These two parables teach us salvation by these two men. They sacrificed all they had to get what they wanted. You know, people place great value on earthly values today. A major mining company in South Africa specializes in mining certain coastal areas where the rough gems have been deposited below some 50 or so feet of stone, gravel, and sand. After the giant earth movers remove the cover of layers, the diamond-bearing conglomerate is dynamited, then excavated by hydraulic water pressure. Using nylon brushes, workers sweep out all the crevices and hollows to be sure that nothing is lost. The loosened conglomerate is then pounded, is crushed, is washed, is sifted to discover every possible diamond. Listen to this. It's estimated that some 180 million parts of earth are processed to yield one diamond. Obviously, there's a value in that diamond. There's a value that makes him spend time to look for that great value. And I'm glad today the kingdom of God is priceless. You cannot put a price on salvation. In Job 28 verse 1 through 11, which was written, by the way, over 3,000 years ago, Job describes mankind's timeless quest for riches. He said, they offer little for the present, but nothing for the future. Friend, today what we need to understand is the greatest thing that happened to us is not how much we have in the bank, or what kind of clothes we wear, or what kind of shoes we put on, but the fact that we have discovered the greatest, priceless value of all the things in the world, and that's salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Job reminds us of the futility of wealth. If you remember, he lost everything he had in a day. In 1 Peter 1:4, he speaks of everything an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. The kingdom of God, here's the kingdom of God. It's love, it's peace, it's happiness, it's virtue, it's purity, it's righteousness, it's eternal life, and it's glory, and it's more and more and more. Friend, you can never underestimate the power and the value of the kingdom of God. The value of the kingdom of God far exceeds the riches of the world. The poorest soul in the world can have the greatest and priceless treasure, which I hold. The most insignificant people can own it. The most sinful of men have it as their own. The way to obtain it is to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The price, by the way, is the same for everyone. You know, today, because you've got a little money, doesn't mean you have the better option to get to heaven. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it's simply a matter of putting your faith and trust in Him. Then, quickly, the kingdom of God is not superficially visible. Now remember, in the Bible, the man's treasure was hidden. He stumbled upon it. It was in a field. He just happened, obviously, to see the corner of it. It was not visible to those that passed by. Had it been, somebody else would have probably already discovered it. But he stumbled upon it. He realized the value of it. And he went and did everything he needed in order that he might obtain it. Now, on the other hand, there was the man that was searching for a pearl. The pearl was seen by many eyes, but obviously nobody recognized the value of this pearl like this merchant man. Obviously, he had studied pearls. He knew what they were worth. He understood its value. So again, he sold everything that he had in order that he might obtain the most precious prize. Do you know the kingdom of God today in this world is hidden from the view of those that do not know the Lord? Understand the treasure is there, but the world can't see it. But the world is blind. The Bible said in Ephesians 2, before we're saved, we are dead in our trespasses and sin. I've never seen a dead man see anything. And friend, today we have walking dead walking around. They're not dead physically, but they're dead spiritually. And the thing that we prize the most, and the thing that we try to get them to understand and to want and desire, we cannot get them to obtain it, because they do not see the value that is hid before them. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man, that's talking about the lost man, the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. The treasure of salvation through faith in Jesus is not obvious to the lost person. The pearl that Christ does not seem valuable. They don't think it's much. It's not worth much. But I tell you, it's worth a whole lot more than you understand. They do not understand why the people of God deny their lust, give up their independence, lay aside their social, political, and economic power to gain what seems to be so little. But I'm going to tell you today, you ought to be willing to give up everything you own if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in order that you might receive Him. But you know, isn't it wonderful today? God doesn't even require that. He just wants us to get saved and change our life and live for Him. They can understand why the citizens of the kingdom willingly live by standards that the lost thinks are so rigid. People think we're narrow-minded and we're old-fashioned. And why do you believe that way? I believe that way because I have found the great pearl of great price. I found the treasure. It was hidden, but thank God today it's in my heart and I've been saved by the grace of God. By the way, these people see the treasure every day, but they respond in two ways. They reject the gospel and they reject the Lord Jesus Christ. They choose their sins over Jesus. The kingdom of God, my friend, I want you to understand, is superficially visible. And then I want you to see the kingdom of God is the only source of joy. This man, I don't know what he had. I don't know how much he gave up. But whatever that treasure was made it worth giving up everything in order that he might obtain it and have joy. Whether you want to admit it or not, there's all kind of ways in this world to pursue happiness. But I'm going to tell you, there's only one real joy, and that comes in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ is our personal Savior. Putting our faith and trust in Him. Friend, I tell you today, I have some bad days just like you do. We go through some difficult times just like you do. But can I remind you today, the joy in my heart is to know that I know the Lord Jesus Christ, and one day I'm going to be with Him in heaven. All the things in the world we strive for may bring joy for a period, but friend, one day it'll all be wiped away. True joy comes in serving and walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody reminded me of a saying this week, it pays to serve Jesus. And friend, I want you to know it pays in great dividends. True comes not only in knowing Christ, but living our lives for His glory. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy and the Holy Ghost. In the same letter, Paul prayed for his readers. He said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Then we see the kingdom of God may be entered from different circumstances. You said, no, wait a minute, preacher. You said there's only one way. And I'll reemphasize that. There is only one way. I said circumstances. Here's a man that stumbled on the treasure. Here was a man that was going along, and I don't know what he was doing. I don't know where he was going, but I don't believe he was looking for that treasure. I believe he was walking along, and he just happened upon it. He found it. He saw the value of it, and he sold everything in order that he might obtain it. On the other hand, there was a man that was searching. He was looking for that great pearl. He had went worldwide. He was looking everywhere in order that he might find it. It makes no difference how you come, as far as whether you stumble on it or whether you're looking for it. It's not you that finds Him, because He's not lost, but it's He that finds you, and you realize the importance of obtaining the greatest treasure in all the world.
This sermon is one of six messages brought by Pastor Holland on the parables taught by Jesus. To access each of these sermons online, please visit victorybaptistchurch.us. That's victorybaptistchurch.us. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. On next week's broadcast, we will begin a two-part sermon on being thankful. Today, we express our gratitude to the veterans of America's armed forces. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.